Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth, Volume 2, Episode 1. Tonight's topic, the end of the world. Is it really the end?
Definitely this decade. Your thoughts?
Well, is it coming? Is that what you're saying? It's coming?
Oh, it's coming.
And what will it really be the end? Or will it just be the end in terms of our speaking about it?
It's going to be like an asymptotic end. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not, like, we won't go from, like, 6 billion to zero. We might go from 6 billion to, like, 100,000.
We will, wow. That is a dire prediction right there.
I'm always positive.
This decade.
This is the one.
You're talking about the decade that sees the largest drop in population in the history of the world. That's pretty good. Wow. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Stock up on fresh water and firearms.
Don't bother.
Just accept your fate gleefully. All right, tonight's topic, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien.
Which team are you on?
Okay, here's the deal. I think the only way that this fiasco could have been avoided is if Jay Leno had stepped down. You know, when they were like, oh, we have to cancel the Jay Leno show because it's no good. He could have said, oh, you know what, instead, I'm just going to retire and look for something else. And then Conan O'Brien could have stayed on as host of the Tonight Show at the regular time, and that would have been fine. But right. As it is, it's just this big fiasco. And even if Conan O'Brien quits, which it seems like that's the way he's going, and Jay Leno takes over the Tonight Show again, I think he's going to have reduced viewership just due to the fact that there was this fiasco.
Definitely. And I mean, I think it's like there's a couple of elements, different elements, it seems like, in this. Like, part of it is the reason it came to a head is, I think, because, like, the local news stations or the local stations, local affiliates were complaining that their news was, like, you know, tanking because there was no strong lead-in. The Jay Leno show is doing terribly in the 10 o'clock slot. Mm. And normally there's, like, a Law and Order or there's some sort of, like, you know, Dateline or some sort of...
These are, like, 11 o'clock news programs.
Right,
and
right.
Jay Leno was an hour-long show.
The 10 o'clock, yeah, slot.
How many late-night programs can you watch in a night? I feel like they all basically make the same jokes.
No, definitely. I mean, yeah, you're right. But I mean, luckily they're all at the same time.
Luckily, no, they're not. They're like stacked three deep.
Yeah. You're right. And I think, like, Jay Leno does a really, like, deep monologue. It seems like a 15-minute monologue. And then Conan's used to be pretty short. It used to be like a 5-6-minute monologue, maybe even 10, but not any more than that. And he always
had a skit portion or something.
Yeah,
like,
and he kind of avoided sort of like the mainstream topics, I felt like, whereas Jay Leno was like kind of like stuff that you would...
He and David Letterman did the same thing.
Kind of, yeah. I felt like. And then Conan kind of did more just off-the-beaten-path stuff. But, yeah. I mean, sometimes, obviously, there's stuff that was just so... up in your face that you had to do it, you know, like the Octomom.
Well, I remember when I first got into watching Conan O'Brien, I don't know when it was, 10 years ago, I guess more, I was in college or the end of high school. I just sort of, I thought that he was a better comedian for the younger generation.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, Jay Leno is definitely like kind of an older... not funny.
Well, as is Letterman. I mean, it's not that he's not funny or whatever. It's that style of comedy has its demographic, and just like Johnny Carson, you know, had his demographic.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I would say that about David Letterman. He was still younger than Jay Leno in terms of like the kind of audience I would imagine that would like his comedy. Only because like I feel like Jay Leno is just he's not very good at being mean. You know, like his comedy is just not very like edgy. And like it, and the reason I don't find him funny is because I feel like the comedy that he does do when he does like have to become mean or make fun of people in the news or whatever, it just like that feels like kind of fake. It doesn't feel like what he would do. Whereas like you could see Conan make fun of somebody, or you could see David making fun of somebody.
See, I think I mean, I never liked. I don't like mean humor particularly.
No, I'm not talking about mean though, but I mean it's like I think in comedy is a little bit of like satire. A little bit of satire.
Okay,
you know,
and
it's like satire comes from the sort of like making fun of place.
Yeah. But I think I really think what set Conan apart was he was like basically he was sort of like, I'm weird. I'm
yeah.
I'm a goofball. unabashedly so. You know, I'm like I'm a dork in a sense.
Yeah, yeah, know? You're right. You're right.
And I don't think Leno or Letterman had that in, you know, I mean, they, to some small degree, I guess there was a bit of like self-deprecation, but that was like Conan's strong suit.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And especially, you know, on the early show, he sat there with Andy Richter, who was sort of like, you know, this pudgy guy, and they basically like, they were just sort of funny nerds, you know, and that's what I found quite identifiable.
Right.
And, you know, not that I didn't find Letterman and Leno funny. They made, you know, funny jokes, but it's sort of like, I was younger, you know, and...
Yeah, I don't like Jay Leno at all. I just don't think he's funny. That's just my opinion.
Ooh.
It's funny because you can go on YouTube and you can find clips of him going on Letterman when Letterman on with late the Late Show with David Letterman.
Oh yeah,
when he was on NBC after Johnny Carson, and it was hilarious. Like he would do his stand-up stuff, or like he'd be like coming in and like doing a bit, basically like, you know, he would sit down with David Letterman, like not necessarily stand up, but like sit on the couch, and he'd be like, "So what's going on, Jay?" And then Jay would like go like a 5-minute rant on like something like that,
right?
You know? And
yeah,
it was like. Oh, he's actually funny, and he's actually doing comedy of his own, you know, whereas, like, now it's, like, totally, like, oh, like, people writing jokes for him, and he's just delivering them, you know, and, like, the band, every time he makes a joke, is like, it's like, okay, that's just kind of annoying now.
Well, I wonder if, apparently, I've never seen Jimmy Fallon, but apparently his band is The Roots.
The Roots, yeah.
Which, I wonder if the whole, like, dynamic between the, you know, the band and the host and stuff has changed, or if they still do that kind of like wah wah bit.
Yeah,
you know
like, it's funny because I've never seen any of these shows either. Like I haven't watched the Conan O'Brien stuff because like I don't watch that show stuff anymore. It's just it's too late, really. I mean, it's like I mean, it was always too late, but now it's just like it's too late and it's not funny enough. I mean, it's like that's what it is. And I mean, I don't watch. I think also it's like kind of going back to why it came to a head is because the 10 o'clock slot sucked. So the 11 o'clock slot was 11 o'clock slot was suffering, which killed the 11:30 lead-in, which is what Conan was doing.
Which is weird though, because you sort of wonder like how hard is it to change the channel? If you have four local news programs, or say you're in a you know a smaller city than a major metropolitan area, but like say you've got at least two or three, you know, you probably know which one you like the best. And so...
No, but that's not the way people watch TV. The way people watch TV is they just leave it on, right? They're, like, taking advantage of the fact that the TV is already on. Like, people are watching a 10 o'clock show, and then they have the little fillers, why your children might die at 11, you know? And it's like, or, like, it's like the storm of the century at 11, you know? And it's like, oh, I'll stick around for that, and they'll give you those teasers in the first, like, 5 minutes of the news, and you'll stick around for the sports, you'll stick around for the weather.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, next thing you know, Jay Leno's on. And he's doing the monologue, right? So you just listen. I mean, it's so interesting that what is before the show really ties you into the show that you didn't really want to watch in the first place.
I think that just sort of shows a, I guess, you know, in essence, it could come back to just sort of a general criticism of media or just a criticism of human beings. Like, it takes an incredible amount of laziness not to change a channel.
No, but it's not. No, it's not a matter of changing a channel. It's a matter of actually leaving the TV on.
Well, but then, I mean, then you wonder how effective is the rating system? Because if you just have a TV on in the background, are you like, oh, I'm really paying attention to the ads? You know, I'm going to buy that product, and that's what's really funding this.
Yeah, it's not on the background. These people are watching Law and Order. You know, they're watching CSI, or they're watching, like, you know, Dateline, or they're watching anything. And then whatever's on next, like, they're more likely to watch it because they're already in front of the television and it's already on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So it's just it's like a minor addictive drug.
It's kind of like, I mean, you know, in real estate, location, location, location. Like, I mean, a house by itself is worth so much money. And it's like, okay, this is a great house. It's got, like, 4 bedrooms, and it's got 2 bathrooms, and it's got a deck, and it's got a patio. Man, this is a great house. I'll pay, you know, $30,000 for it. And like maybe in rural Kansas, or like in a deserted part of Nevada, or like some like, you know, wooded part of Oregon, that'd be fine. But if you want a place like that in the middle of San Francisco, then it's going to cost you $10 million. And it's not because it's a different house, but it's because what's next to it, right? Mm-hmm. Or where it is. And it's, you know, and like, remember when they had Must See TV on Thursday nights? To be the show after Seinfeld, would be like to die for. That's like, if you want a show to succeed, you put it there. Or if you wanted to, if you put the show after Friends or before Seinfeld or in between, you know, in between Frasier and in between Seinfeld, then it's like, if you don't succeed, you're in between those two shows, then your show is not good. You know, but if you, like, for example, let's just imagine if you had that lineup, and then you took a show like Seinfeld and you put on a Wednesday at, like, you know, 6 o'clock. Like, people aren't going to watch it. It's just like, that's not when people want to watch the show. It's just not, they're not expecting it, or they're not ready to watch all that stuff. But when they're all there in a row, when you have a 10 o'clock show, which used to be like Law and Order, or it used to be ER or something like that, and then it leads into the news, and then it leads into to Tonight's Show, then it's like, okay, that's perfect.
Right.
And then the second thing was that, like, I guess I read today that, you know, if you compare it, like, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno was making, like, $30 million a year. The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien was losing $1 million a year.
Oh, wow.
So that's, like, a $30 million swing.
Yeah.
So it's, like, at some point, I guess, well, you have to make a decision, like, okay, well, this isn't working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, like, do you just put Jay Leno back there, or do you... Is that the reason why it's not working? I guess that's the tough part.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like this vicious cycle of, like, well, the 10 o'clock slot is terrible, so the 11 o'clock news is, like, suffering, and therefore there's no lead-in audience to go to Conan and give him any chance to, like, do better, you know? And also, it's, like, 7 months is not enough time to sort of, like, establish an audience and get used to what you're doing.
That's
and all that
true,
stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's tough because, you know, like, everybody... And Jay Leno went through all this stuff before. You know, like, he did the exact same thing to David Letterman. You know, there was the whole controversy when Johnny Carson stepped down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why David Letterman is now at CBS and all this stuff. So I think 5 years ago he said that, okay, I'm stepping down. You know, like, we're going to do a clean break. No drama. Conan gets it. Next. Mm-hmm.